You are now listening to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the go-to destination for women who are tired of feeling burnt out and stuck in the exhausting cycle of doing but not thriving. Each week, we'll provide you with Christ-centered mental wellness prescriptions to help you reclaim your peace, renew your purpose, and live life spiritually well. And if you're a therapist or a coach, the tools and insights that we curate here will help you make a Christ-centered impact on your clients today. Are you ready, sis? Let's get started. Hey, sis, happy new year. I'm so excited to be back on this microphone. Welcome to another episode of the Prescription for Purpose podcast. I am so hyped, if you cannot tell. This is literally my third time recording this because I'm so turned up. I am excited to be here with y'all. I have a couple of church announcements, and then we're going to hop right into our episode for today, where we're going to be talking about how to stop doing and how to start thriving, okay? A lot of us are booked, busy, and burnt out, and we are going to be addressing that off the rip because we are ripping the Band-Aid off and doing what needs to be done in 2025. Amen? Church announcements. One, if you look at the link in the show notes, there is a link that says Ask Dr. Sharla. I am bringing some, let's call them mini coaching sessions, to the podcast. Okay. I'm not your therapist. I'm not your doctor, but I am your sister in Christ, and I want to coach you through some things. If you click the link in the show notes that says Ask Dr. Sharla, you'll be taken over to a platform where you will be able to either leave me an audio message or a text message, and you will be able to share what's on your heart, and I will respond to you and may even feature your question, situation on the show. I really want this to be a space and a place for transformation and support. And so I'm excited for you to take advantage of that feature. Make sure you go ahead, click the link. Don't be scared, sis. There's an option for you to either leave me a message publicly or privately. So if you don't want other people seeing it, that's fine. And you can leave me a message and I will respond to you. Okay. Next, that feature also has a chat where you can just talk to other people who also listen to the show. Okay. Get a little community action going on. I'm excited about it. Make sure you take advantage of that. Next, we are doing an update to the Prescription for Purpose mobile app. If you have it currently, Sis is under construction. Okay. Her bundles are being built, but I'm so excited that the Lord has given us this new direction, and it is going to be an app where you can have faith-based mental health education. There are courses, there is tools, okay? There is articles so you can learn. Like this update that is coming down the pipeline in the next couple weeks, I have literally spent my entire Christmas break working on, and the Lord is so kind and so gracious to allow me the honor of being able to launch something like this. I'm so excited about it. If you don't have the app now, go ahead and download it. Right now, sis, her hair ain't given, okay? But I promise you, in the next couple of weeks, you will be able to get the update, and it is going to blow your mind. Okay? Like, blow your mind. Finally, your girl hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. I'm so excited because the Lord really told me to start doing YouTube videos a couple of years ago, and I was not obedient, nor was I faithful. And then I was faithful over a few things, and He's turned it into much. If you have not already subscribed to the YouTube channel, go ahead and do that, because our bonus episodes for the podcast are going to be on YouTube every Saturday. And the content is fire. Okay. Make sure you go ahead and click the link in the show notes, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm so excited, but it's a great segue to turn us into our topic of how to go from doing to thriving. And there are so many different things and levels to this that we're going to unpack over the next couple of weeks, months, however the Lord leads us to. But I want you first to understand the definition and the difference of doing and thriving. Okay. First, to be doing something is the act of performing. Okay. The act of performing. A lot of us are out here tap dancing and doing things without us having any clear direction. So, you know, I went over and looked up the definition of perform. To perform means to carry out an action or a pattern of behavior. Whereas thriving means to grow vigorously. We have to switch from doing to thriving. And so over the next several weeks, months, however the Lord leads, he is going to give us a lot of time to reflect on ourselves, to reflect on what we're doing. And I don't want you to think that this is passive, because the Lord has to reveal before he can heal. And the way that you're going to be able to break the cycle, the way that you're going to be able to see success in this next season of your life or in your life in general, is how do you respond to the revealing? How do you respond to the revealing? Do you run away? Or do you repent, change your mind, and move forward in the way that God has called you to? I had to repent about YouTube. I had to change my mind and my focus about YouTube in order for me to see what God was really doing. And I want us to all understand that the healing that you are looking for, the level of life that you are looking for, is available to you. How do we know that? In the word, God said that Jesus came so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. We know that we prosper in good health as our soul prospers. But a lot of us neglect the emotional stewardship. We neglect the mental stewardship. We neglect our relationship with the Lord. And so we're doing a bunch of stuff. We're performing. We're living up to the standards that other people have for us, the societal norms, but we're not thriving because we are not focused on what the Lord has called us to be focused on. And so there are four things that I want to highlight to you that you are dealing with if you are doing but not thriving. First, you may be dealing with a lack of clarity. Without vision, people perish. So this lack of clarity or understanding really keeps you chasing goals that don't resonate with your core values. So now you feel empty or dissatisfied. You are discontent because you're not connected to the outcome. You're not connected to the work. You're not passionate in doing what God has called you to do. You're not operating in purpose. You're operating with a purpose, but it's not the purpose that God has designed you for. The next is because you may be burnt out or dealing with mental fatigue. If you are constantly busy and you're not taking time for rest and reflection, you are going to burn out. And that exhaustion is going to then drain all of your motivation, all of your joy, and you're not going to have fulfillment. A lot of us, when we're exhausted, we go to social media, we scroll, we do retail therapy, but God tells us, hey, come to me if you're burdened and heavy laden and I'll give you rest. But we don't do that. If you are dealing with doing but not thriving, you might be dealing with a fear of failure or change. Fear will keep you stuck in routines or in situations that feel safe, but are unfulfilling. And so that resistance to stepping outside of what feels like a comfort zone, and we're going to talk about how comfort zones are a lie here in a couple of weeks, but that comfort zone, it's going to hinder your growth and it's going to hinder your pursuit of doing what God has called you to do. And then you're feeling like you're stuck in this cycle of doing but not thriving because you are not in alignment. When what you're doing, the performance that you're putting on, the mask that you're wearing, sis, when you are doing that, but your actions don't align with your personal values, with what God has called you to do, with what you're passionate about, with what you're skilled in, it's going to create a sense of disconnection and purposelessness. So you have to make sure that the daily activities that you are doing, the way that you're living your life is in alignment with your core beliefs, and your core beliefs are in alignment with the Lord. I talk about it all the time. You have to address your motives, your values, and your priorities. Your MVPs have to be in order. If they are not, you are going to be stuck in this cycle of doing but not thriving. Doing but not thriving shows up in several different ways. Perfectionism, needing external validation, feeling overwhelmed and burnt out, having imposter syndrome, comparing yourselves to others, neglecting your emotional needs, not feeling like you have purpose, feeling cognitively overwhelmed because you're constantly multitasking or doing all of these things in your mind and there's no efficiency to what you're doing. A lot of people that are in this cycle of doing and not thriving, you're afraid to rest. You equate rest to being lazy instead of pausing to recharge. Doing but not thriving will have you in disconnected relationships. A lot of people who are doing but not thriving are in a space where you're surrounded by people, but there's no real connection. Because a lot of times when you are performing, when you're doing, you're prioritizing tasks over people. And so there's a relational strain. We see that in the Bible with Mary and Martha. Mary was at Jesus's feet, prioritizing the rest, prioritizing the recharge. She was thriving in that moment. And Mary's performing tasks, or Martha is rather. And so we have to make sure that we don't repeat these things. You are a perfectionist because this stems from you being afraid to fail. But do you take an L with the Lord? No, sis. The only L we take is a lesson, and then we keep it pushing. You need external validation. So you're so busy in alignment with what others expect from you, friend. You're not doing what God said. You're so burnt out that you are just literally exhausted. You are afraid of being found out. That's why you think you have imposter syndrome, which isn't even a real thing. Go listen to the off-season content. You're neglecting your emotional needs because you're too busy to process, but you don't understand that when you commune with the Father, that's where you're going to get the instruction. That's where you're going to get the content. That's where you're going to get the tools and the strategy that you need to be successful in this next season. You don't have to live your life like this. You don't, friend. The stress that you are feeling from doing or performing is that mental and emotional strain of striving for external goals without internal and eternal alignment. Remember, I told you success is eternal, internal, then external. Eternal, meaning it adds value to the kingdom. It is in alignment with what God says. It is going to produce fruit and edify others first. Internal, as you do it, God is going to allow you to have some revelation about Him, have some revelation about yourself. And there's going to be fruit produced, right? What you do with the revealing is going to determine how you're healed. And then you will see the external fruit of it all. This app rebuild has been that. God gave me the idea. This is going to be of eternal value first. There are people who are in need of understanding the mind. They need the mental health support, but want it based on what God has said. Eternal value. I'm not thinking of myself. I'm like, no, the people need this. And this is the assignment that God has given me. Internal. The process of building this app, rebuilding it, has been eating me up. I'm learning that I need to be more organized from the start and not organizing on the back end. I'm learning new skills. I've been doing a lot of coding and adding a lot of special features. God has been dealing with me on me showing up and wanting my voice heard or not heard and still trying to slide into the background. There's some internal fruit that the Lord has given me as I have processed building this out. Then I'm sure at the release, there is going to be external fruit. I have no idea what it's going to be. But I know that because there's eternal and internal value, that when I get the okay to release this, the external fruit is going to be there. Because I am thriving in building this. I'm not doing it. My husband made a comment to me the other day about how I haven't been like fussy about doing it. I'm not kicking and screaming. It's stuff that needs to get done, but I'm not like, oh my gosh, this is so overwhelming. Ah, he's like, you just been doing it. Like, it's a lot. It's a big lift, but it has been even noticeable to him that I'm thriving and I'm not doing. And this isn't just the only thing, or this isn't just something that only I can experience. You can experience it too. You have to identify your focus. When you're doing things, you are focused on productivity and achieving external goals, but thriving, I am fulfilling God's will for my life. I'm motivated by what God is calling me to do. God has given me a burden for this, meaning like he's placed it on my heart to get this done, to execute it in excellence, and to not half step it. Versus when you are doing things, your motivation is obligation, fear, and societal expectations. I have to do this. I need to get this degree or my life is over. There's just a level of motivation that is driving you that is not in alignment with what God has called you to do. Your emotional state in doing versus thriving, right? When you are doing, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to be exhausted. You're going to be dissatisfied. I am in love with this new app. Like, I'm getting excited, antsy of like, I want to stop doing background stuff and I want to get to the content because it's going to change lives because this has been changing my life. Versus when you are thriving, there's peace, there's joy, there's contentment, even in the challenges. Y'all haven't seen the days that I've been up till 6 a.m. working on stuff in the app, right? You haven't seen that process. But even in that, I'm still excited. I still have a joy about it. Like, I'm sure people in my close circle are sick of me when I'm like, ooh, what about this feature? What about that? Give me feedback on this or that. Like, there have been some tough moments, but it does not drain me because I'm in a space where I'm thriving. When you are doing and not thriving, your effort is all on your own personal strength. You are striving instead of submitted. Because when you are submitted, we're relying on God's strength, his wisdom, and it's going to allow you to have rest. It's going to allow you to understand how to prioritize, and you're going to be operating out of a space that is of abundance and not out of a place that is of fear, that is of me feeling like, oh, I got to get this done or else. Your priorities are going to not be focused on external things, wealth, recognition, but eternal things. Obedience to God, spiritual growth, serving other people. That's what's motivating me. That is my priority. If it were about me, baby, this app would have been done. But the way that I'm thinking about the needs of people, what God is showing me that his daughters need, right? I'm building it based off of that. And so it's taking longer, but I know that the priority is my sisters need this. And so that's what I'm going to do. Your perspective when you're doing, the challenges that you face look like setbacks. They look like failures, and they will throw you off track because you're doing and you're not thriving. My energy, my perspective, my focus, I see all the challenges that I have faced as an opportunity for growth. I'm trusting God in the process. So some of the challenges that I face, the platform that I use to build the app, it is limited in some ways. And God has allowed me to identify workarounds to still provide the kind of environment that I want to provide that's necessary for the project while still not being ready to throw the whole thing away because it's not easy. And that is a perspective thing because I am shifting from this just being something that I do to thriving in it. And then when you are doing but not thriving, the legacy that you're leaving is temporary. It's just achievement, wealth, money, the accumulation of stuff. Whereas the legacy of thriving is you leaving a legacy of faith, of love, and impact on other people to the glory of God, for God's glory. You can do that. You're going to have sustainable fruit. You're not going to have to just survive when you are thriving. But when you're simply doing, you are going to produce these temporary results, these temporary feelings. The success is going to fade. But when you thrive, the fruit that you have is going to be impactful. It's going to glorify God. You are going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water, and you are going to produce fruit in every season. In every season, even the wilderness season, there should be fruit. But you have to learn how to thrive and not perform. And so I'm really excited for us to shift the way that we do this. And I want to give you just a couple of things that you can think about. Okay. I want to give you a couple things that you can think about over the next week as we get ready to deep dive into doing, breaking the cycle of doing, but not thriving. I want you first to think about all of the times that you have done things and not gotten the outcome that you've wanted. Okay? Think of all the things that you've done. You're like, God, I did all of this for you. And then go back, friend, and recheck your motives. Were you really doing it for God? Or were you driven by a need? Were you driven by societal pressure, what your parents thought you should do, what your kids thought you should do, what your spouse thought you should do? Were you driven by that? And once you identify what the motivation behind it was, you will see that God has never let you down. We, in fact, have been doing things without his direction. We don't want to be the people prophesying in his name, doing all these things in his name, and he says, I never knew you. We need to make sure that we are really doing things that God has called us to do. I'm going to leave you with a journaling prompt for this week. What am I striving to achieve? And how does this align or not align with the deeper purpose that God has for me? What am I striving to achieve? And how does this align or not align with the deeper purpose or plan that God has for me? If you don't know God's purpose or plan for you, if you don't understand purpose, go back and listen to these episodes where I talk about and break down what purpose is, what it isn't. All of us have the same purpose: to make disciples and to teach them how to live life for Christ the way that God does that is unique to all of us, but that is the ultimate goal. Does that align with what you're doing? If not, allow God to reveal so we can start to heal. I pray, friend, that this episode blessed you. I'm excited for the new year. Make sure you subscribe to YouTube. You can even leave feedback for me by rating the show, leaving a review of the show. If you want to talk to me, make sure you click that link that asks Dr. Sharla. I am so excited to be back, sis. I love you. God bless you. And I'll talk to you next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.